Well, good morning. It's a great day to be in the house of the Lord. And when we came up to Steve with the idea to have one last youth Sunday, because this is a lot of the youth are getting to that point now where we're going to go off to college and do different things. Steve looks at me and goes, well, you want to give the message? And I was like, well, it's a little different than just little kids up here, but I said, I would love to. And, you know, for a long time, I was wrestling with what I wanted to talk about. And whenever Steve talks about the Lord switching your plans on you multiple times, that happened to me about 3 weeks in a row. I would go through and I would study, and then, you know, the Lord would say, it's good, but it's not what I want you to talk about this morning. Today, we're going to be in James chapter 2. The youth, a couple months ago, we just finished a study on James, and you know, ever since then, these couple verses have been flying through my mind, and I felt the Lord calling me to share these verses with us. And so we'll be in James chapter 2. We'll start in verse 14. Give you guys a second to turn there. Starting in verse 14. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such faith save them? Suppose a brother or sister without clothes and daily food, if one says to them, go in peace and keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself, if it is not accompanied by actions, it is dead. But someone will say, you have faith, I have deeds. Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you right now, Lord Jesus. We just pray right now, Lord, that God, you will just hide me behind the cross, Lord Jesus, that I will just move out the way and I will be able to convey what you want to be said today, Lord. Lord, I pray that our hearts will just be open, God, to hear from your word. Lord Jesus, we are so grateful to be in your house. In your name we pray, amen. So I want to start off by talking about a little, I guess, story almost a little bit. Steve mentioned something about church camp, and as a youth group, we are very passionate about church camp. We look forward to it every year, and we talk about it nonstop, and I'm sure it annoys a couple people, but we don't really care. Last year, we talked about the church camp mountaintop, and we said, you know, when we go to church camp and we're there for a week, and then we come back, and we feel so connected to God. We feel so close to his glory, and then as weeks come by, we start to kind of feel a disconnection from God. We start to really feel like, you know, our faith isn't where it should be. We start to no longer be in our word as much. We start to no longer show our faith by what we do. And we start to kind of fall back into our old ways. And so the question I wrote down was, why is this something we struggle with? Because loving Jesus and showing our faith through our actions is so easy when we're surrounded by other Christians and by other believers. It is so easy to, you know, be a Christian and show our faith through what we do, what we say, and through our love when we're surrounded by people who think like us. But then it comes to the point where it becomes hard whenever we're surrounded by the things of this world, and it becomes hard to show the faith we have through what we do, because it's easy. We let the devil lie to us, and we are led to believe the fears, and we believe those fears not to act different and to not show our faith. While Jesus, he calls us to look different. Jesus calls us to show our faith. Jesus calls us to be a light of this world. And before I continue on, I want to make it clear that we are not saved by what we do. Our faith is what saves us. When we accept Jesus Christ into our heart, and when we accept Jesus as our Lord and Savior, that is what saves us. But when we accept Jesus into our hearts, and when we accept Jesus and show that we love him, that's when the work will come in. James talks a lot about this, and talks a lot about without works, faith is dead. Because whenever we accept Jesus, and whenever we are We claim to be changed by the light of Jesus. We in our lives would want to show that. We in our lives would want to be different. Whenever we stop just living for God on Sunday or Wednesday night and instead live for Him every day, we start to become different. We start to sharing our faith. We start to show our faith through what we do. Doug asked me this morning if I had a certain title, and I said no. I said this could go a bunch of different ways. And, you know, the one that's been pressing on my heart a lot is not having just a Sunday faith. And what that means is you don't just come to church on Sunday saying, man, I love Jesus and I will do anything for Him, and then Monday rolls around and then all of a sudden it's back to our old lives. It's back to, you know, Sunday mornings I come and I sing Jesus and I'm able to show my faith through what I do. I'm able to show my faith through my works here by praising Him. I'm able to show it through my love. But then we go to Monday and then it's all of a sudden like, all right, back to being different, back to being comfortable in the world, back to being different than what God tells us to live. And when doing this study, and when I've been studying this, I've felt real conviction in my life. Because for me, this is something I struggle with daily. It's so easy to be like, I love Jesus, and I'm going to go show that I love Him through what I do when I'm surrounded by these guys. It's so easy on Sunday mornings to come in and be like, man, I love Jesus. And then when I go to work on Monday morning, it becomes difficult because people there test me and people there don't agree with how I think. And so in those situations, it becomes difficult to share what Jesus has. It becomes difficult to show my faith through what I do. I was thinking about what's some different ways that, you know, we show our faith. And one of the ones that kept coming up was just by loving people. That is one of the ways Jesus calls us to show our faith. When we accept Jesus and whenever we come and fall before His feet and say, Lord, I need You. Lord, we accept You. He calls us to live that out. And one of the ways is to love people. And like I said, I struggle with this because at work, I meet a lot of different people and it's hard to love some of them. Some of the things that they have said about me, some of the things they have said about my faith, some of the things that have been mentioned, it's hard to show my faith. But James right now in chapter 2, verse 14, he talks about what good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? What good is it if I claim to love Jesus, but then whenever these people test me, I'm not able to show it? What good is it if I claim to love Jesus, but I'm not able to show it through what I do? Like verse 15, it was one that I kept going over and pondering. Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one you says to them, go in peace, keep warm and well fed, but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? I remember when I first started reading that, it, like I said, the conviction was just getting strong because, you know, for my life, I can many times say, you know, that person over there, they need Jesus, but I don't go do anything about it. I don't go show them what faith truly is. And this is where it can get misinterpreted. We have a lot of people who claim to have faith in Jesus Christ, but then their actions do not show that. Their actions show completely opposite of what Jesus calls us to do. We've talked about this in youth. You know, if I'm on here Sunday, I'm preaching and I'm talking about how much I love Jesus, and then Monday comes around and I'm doing the things that the Bible strictly says not to do. When I break God's law, when I break what God tells me and I disobey what He says, I'm not living out my faith through my actions. You know, for a long time when I was reading this, I would think, you know, when it talks about showing your faith through your works, I thought it was just, you know, working hard. And that is, it's about working hard in everything you do, but it's also about, you know, showing who Jesus really is to the lost. there's a lot of people in our world, there's a lot of people in our town that think they know who Jesus is, but they've never been shown what a true Christian should be. They've never been shown what it truly means to have someone love them like Jesus does. Because we don't like to do this. We love to claim that we have faith in Jesus Christ. We love to be like, yeah, you know, Jesus, he saved me. He's my savior. He's my rock. And then he calls out and says, all right, I want you to go talk to this person. And it's, no. God, I don't want to because that person's mean. That person is not the best person. And Jesus says, well, they still need me just like you need me. We are all in need of a Savior. We are all in need of the love of Jesus Christ that sets us free. And if we do not live out these verses, if we do not go and show our faith through what we do, if we do not go and love that person because that's what our faith, when we have faith, that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to go out and show people our faith by what we do. I went to a Christian school, and one of their biggest thing was, you know, you may not have a conversation with someone about Jesus, but they can see Jesus through what you do. If that person knows that you have faith and they see the difference in your life, it will make them curious. You know, talking to someone about Jesus doesn't always have to be coming up into their face and be like, hey, Jesus loves you. But instead it can be, hey, let me help you with this. Let me serve you in the way that Jesus served his disciples and Jesus served others, because I love Jesus and I want to live like him and I want to show the faith and the change that he has done in my life through what I do. Let me serve you. And then when we serve, it can build. It can build to the point where this person may be asking you, man, why do you serve like this? Because my Savior died for me and I want to strive to be like him. Because my Savior saved me from darkness. My Savior saved me from hell. I heard a quote one time, and it says, how do you expect someone who is hungry to feel full if they only eat once a week? How do we expect as Christians to be able to show our faith if we are only getting fed once a week? If we only come to church on Sundays and expect that to be the way for us to show who Jesus is, because then Monday rolls around and it's hard because we don't understand because we have a Sunday faith. We like to live Monday through Saturday doing whatever we want, and then Sunday's our day to be holy. Sunday's our day to repent and lay it all down, and then Monday rolls around and it's back to doing the same thing. Jesus calls us, he says, when you love me, you will chase after me every single day. My prayer every morning when I wake up is, Jesus, break down my flesh. Show me how you want me to live. Lord, let me be a light. Let me show my faith through what I do. Let me show to people who don't know you what it truly means to see the love of Jesus Christ, what it truly means to be served. There is no way to have a true faith that can be shown if we don't understand God's word. And there's no way to understand God's word if we're only taking it in one time a week. When we love Jesus, our hearts want to yearn after him. Our hearts want to chase after him in everything that we do. When we chase after Jesus, we want to be different. We shouldn't want to be like the world. Because you got God and you got the world. The two do not mix. Jesus, God is holiness. God is perfection. God is love. God is everything. The world is destruction and evilness. I had none of this written down in my notes right now, but I'm feeling conviction of the Lord to speak on it. And we can't have one foot in and one foot out. We can't serve two masters at one time. We can't serve Jesus and show our love on Sunday mornings, and then Monday comes around and be like, well, I'm going to be worldly today. And then Tuesday, well, maybe I want to be godly. Wednesday, maybe. Thursday, Friday, well, I want to live how I want to do. I want to go have fun. I want to not follow the rules God has given us. Because showing the love of Jesus is so hard. Living out our faith is so hard. I struggle with it daily. I come home from work, and you can ask my parents if you really want to know, and I come home when I'm defeated, and they're like, what is going on? And I said, it is so hard there to show my faith. They ask me, they're like, you have conversations? Like, I try. I try to bring up God, and I get made fun of. I get laughed at. I get asked so many questions that it's like, well, why would you believe that? And you try to talk to them, and they're like, well, you know, you're just making it up. And it's a constant battle. And so it's easy to fall in the trap of, you know what, I'm not going to show my faith in Jesus Christ. Instead, I'm going to sit here and do what the world says is okay. In fact, I'm going to sit here and I'm going to show my worldly side because that's the side they like. If I show my worldly side, you know, they'll talk to me. We'll have fun. Because if I show my side, if I show my faith that Jesus calls us to show, I may get shunned. I may get put in a space by myself. And it took God to show me that is what he wants from me. Being a Christian isn't about feeling safe in a little group. No, being a Christian is about showing our faith and showing that we are different than what the world is. Keep going back to it, but we cannot expect to know God's word and to show our faith if we only are fed one day a week. A lot of times we like to say, well, you know, I'm going to live this way this week, and then Sunday I will come and repent of all my sins. The Bible says it. Pastor Steve, I think, mentions it about every week and every time it lands on me that we do not know how much time we have on this earth. We don't know how much time someone has on this earth. And so whether or not we're living in sin and we think that, well, we'll just make it to Sunday to repent, we don't know. Or maybe we're thinking, you know, I'm going to put off showing my faith to someone because I don't want to do it today. We don't know what could happen in between now and then. We live in a sinful, broken world. We live in a world that doesn't have Jesus, and we live in a world that's full of pain. So why would we wait to show our faith? Why would we wait to act on our faith if we know that the Bible says we don't know how much time we have? If we don't know when the Lord comes back, why would we wait? And it all ties back to because it's comfortable. It's comfortable to stay in the bubble of not showing our faith. It's comfortable to live as the world says it's okay to live. Because living according to this, showing our faith according to this, is not easy because we get made fun of, we get shunned, we can get imprisoned, we can get murdered for our faith. It's a scary thought. As humans, we are naturally fearful. I know I fear a lot. I struggle with anxiety, and I struggle with, Lord, what happens if I show my faith? What's going to happen to me? What's going to happen if I tell this person that is rough around the edges about Jesus? And the Lord says, you will bring glory to my name. When we show our actions through our faith, when we show our faith through our actions, we're not doing it for ourselves. We're not doing it to bring ourselves self-gratification. We are doing it to bring honor and glory to Jesus. As Christians, we are here on this earth for the sole purpose of loving Jesus and to share Jesus with others. We struggle with, if it wasn't for Jesus, none of this means anything. We are not on this earth for self-gratification. We are not on this earth to live however we want and then Sunday be our holy Jesus time. We are on this earth every day to seek after Jesus, to show ourselves, show our faith through what we do, show the world that, hey, we are different. Talk about how easy it is to be different when we're surrounded by fellow Christians. If it's so easy, why don't we go out and speak to make more Christians, to make it more easy to speak? Why don't we go out and tell people so they feel the same peace we do whenever we're around other Christians? Because we love to worship Jesus on Sunday morning. But man, we hate to be different on Monday. But the truth is, every day we should chase after Jesus. The truth is, every day we need to seek to glorify Him. Every day we need to move ourselves out of the way. As I was getting ready for the sermon, I was praying, Lord, remove myself, remove my fears, remove, because I'm not up here to glorify myself. I'm up here to glorify you in the cross, Lord Jesus. I'm up here to glorify what you did to save us. I'm up here to glorify your name, and I'm up here to show people that you are the truth. As I'm speaking up here today, I'm feeling the conviction. I'm thinking of how much I don't follow this. I look at Steve up here and he doesn't look at his notes, and now I understand why. Because, you know, the Lord just speaks to us. And this wasn't the way I was expecting it to go, but man, we can't claim to love Jesus and then only worship Him one day. We can't claim to be a follower of Christ and to be like, man, I'm all in for Jesus. And then Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday, the week comes through and it's, I don't want to serve Him anymore. I don't want to be different. We call it, youth group calls it the mountaintops. You know, surrounded by Christians, man, we feel mountaintop for Jesus. Sunday mornings, man, we feel renewed. We feel fresh. We feel mountaintop for Jesus. Wednesday nights, you know, whatever may have happened that week, you come in, you feel mountaintop for Jesus. And then what happens when that mountain shakes a little bit and you begin to spiral? Man, Sunday, I felt renewed. Monday, man, I had a rough day at work. I'm not going to read my Bible. I'm tired. Tuesday, man, I had a great opportunity to share the love of Jesus, but I didn't because I didn't want to. And then we get to the point where it spirals and spirals until Sunday morning, you're in here listening, you're like, man, I really messed up this week. I'm going to do better. Monday rolls around and we get trapped in the same cycle. We get trapped in the same cycle of saying, man, I have faith, but I don't want to show it. I have faith, but I do not want to tell people about it. And you ask, why are we like that? The love of Jesus is so amazing. The love and feeling of renewal from Jesus Christ and the love of being changed through His blood is such an amazing feeling. Why would we not want other people to feel that? I was baptized when I was about 8 years old. You know, I loved Jesus, right? And then I grew up and life got hard, and all of a sudden I knew was, man, I didn't know Jesus. I knew who he was, but I didn't know how important it was to have a relationship with him. And now that I have that, and now that I feel the renewal of Jesus Christ, now that I feel the blood of Jesus Christ, I think, why would I not want that guy at work to feel that as well? Why would I not want that guy at work to understand, man, there is so much more than the pain you have to feel. We have a God who loves us and who will promise us eternal life with him, eternal peace, but all we have to do is follow him and say, Jesus, I love you. Break down my flesh. Jesus, I want to be more like you, and live that out. Why would we keep something so special, such a gift, just to ourselves? Why would we not want the person who is hurting to understand the truth that is his word? Our youth group, we always want to go do something around town, whether it's, you know, mess with Steve or whatever it may be. We want to do something. But we always want to make it a goal that when we're out, we want them to see that we're different. We don't want them to see us as just a friend group, but rather we want them to see that, man, that's a friend group that loves Jesus. We want them to come up to us and be like, why are you guys, you know, so happy? Well, it's Jesus, let's talk about him, you know? Because we want to be a light. We want to show our faith through our actions. We want to be set apart. It's not always easy. We're going to struggle. It's going to be hard to be different. But I would rather be different. And on that day I meet Jesus, hear him say, well done, my good and faithful servant, then act like the world and him say, depart from me, I never knew you. I would rather be different, and I would rather show my faith, even when it's uncomfortable, than not get to spend eternity with Jesus. I would rather talk to that person who doesn't know Jesus than them spend eternity without him. My discomfort means nothing when it can mean saving a soul. Now, I'm not trying to say I save souls. I do not save souls. I am just a vessel that speaks about Jesus to people, and he is the one who saves them. He changes their heart. But man, if I can tell them about Jesus, they've never heard about him, if they don't have an understanding about him, if I can go up to them and say, hey, this is how I live, this is my actions, this is how I show my faith, this is what he did for me, why would I want to keep that to myself? Why would I want to live for Jesus only on Sunday when I could live for him every day? We're not going to be perfect. We're going to be so far from it. But every day when we gratify the Lord and we give him glory, we're pulling closer to him. We want to chase after Jesus by showing our faith. We want to chase after him by Monday morning waking up being like, Lord, you know, today just feels off, but God, I'm going to glorify you no matter what. I'm going to do everything I can to look for the positive. I'm going to do everything I can to find you in today. There's no point in having my notes up here because I didn't look at them at all. What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? What good is it if I love Jesus, but I don't go help? What good is it if I love Jesus, but I don't go preach the gospel? What good is it if I don't go tell the lost people about him? Jesus is the only true way to the Father. And why would we let people believe that's not true? Why would we not want to show them the true way? Now, I'm not saying you have to go to another country. I'm not saying, but we have plenty of people in this small town that don't have an understanding, don't have a clue about Jesus Christ. And why would we not want them to know about it? My prayer is that no matter what happens, no matter what kind of struggles we go through, that we will always look to find Jesus, and we always find a way to show our actions by our faith. We'll always find a way to show that we are different because of our faith. Be willing for Jesus to break your flesh. That's the first step. If you want to actively live for Him every day, be willing to let Jesus break down your flesh, break down that sinful desire you have, and say, Lord, I give it to you. I'm not going to be perfect, but Lord, help me show you, show them your love through me, God. Help me show the truth. Help me be a light. I'm just a vessel, but God, use me to glorify you. Let's not let our faith be without action. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we just, God, we come to you right now, God. We just lift up your name, Lord, above all names, God. We pray, Lord, that as we go throughout this week, Lord, that we will be different, that we will strive to be set apart, Lord Jesus, that we will show our faith through what we do. Lord Jesus, that we will get out of our comfort zone, Lord Jesus, and that we would not just be fed one day a week, but Lord, every day we strive to grow closer to you. Lord, we're just thankful to be in your house today. Lord Jesus, we love you. We praise you. We pray you break our flesh. It's in your name we pray. Amen.